Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on this Friday, July 3rd. It is hour two. For you, maybe if you're just joining us, it's your hour one. RP here, and it's our distinct honor to be joined in the big chair by Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy. How are you, Frenzy?
Great. Really enjoying this. Really enjoying it.
Yeah, this is fun.
This is quite something with the Hub City going to Winnipeg. I mean, it's fantastic. Shake up a lot of Winnipeggers, eh?
Well, they're excited, and then I'm glad you delved right into the deep end. I'm not sure I'll get back to the quick six show topics, because there's one really big topic in the CFL right now. And by the way, our guests coming up in hour two are Brandon London, longtime NFLer and CFLer turned TV star, and S.J. Green, a man who needs no introduction to football fans. Less than 24 hours ago, it was yesterday afternoon on TSN 1290 Radio Winnipeg, I broke the news that Winnipeg had been decided upon as the one hub city by the CFL if they return to play. This morning, the CFL on TSN's Dave Naylor confirmed that. I'm not sure who his sources were. Maybe they're the same as mine. I doubt it. But I believe the source that gave me that. And that was actually, to me, vindication enough that it came from Naylor. Well, that's not good enough for some other people, like the Canadian press. Here's their story that moved within the last hour. The CFL says no decision has been made regarding a hub city for an abbreviated 2020 regular season. On Friday, a CFL spokesman denied reports that the league had settled upon Winnipeg as a hub city in the event football was played this year. The spokesman added the CFL also hasn't reached a decision whether or not a season will even be held this year. So this coming from the Canadian press, I'm not sure who wrote it, and I would respectfully say, what else are they going to say?
They have to deny it.
Right. So this doesn't mean as much to me. I'm sticking to my report. I believe what I was told. And the report came with a very strong and heavy caveat that we don't even know if there's going to be a season. But if there is a season, they're playing in Winnipeg.
Yeah, but we got to get that cleared up once and for all. Forcefully and told, yes, we're going to have a league. It's going to start September 7th.
Or whatever it is.
And it's going to go, final game maybe, the Grey Cup game will be played maybe in December. But will be played.
Well, I meant to say this earlier, by the way. I again, see this differently than a lot of the league leaders. I see the discussion as a good thing. They don't. We're never going to agree on that. Yeah. But at the very least, the players have some sort of a carrot dangling out there. The league has yet to cancel the season. You know they don't want to cancel the season. And this is what I would tell the Willie Jeffersons and the Chad Jeters and the James Wilder Juniors that are all openly calling out the CFL saying, are we going to play? This is what I would say, John. Do what you got to do. If you need to go get a job temporarily or permanently, do what you got to do. Because they're not in a position to make a decision right now. Wait, is that not fair?
Right on.
To the poll question daily for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Would you want your city to be a sports hub city? And I'm talking CFL, NHL, NBA, or any other league that's doing it. Shoot, the CEBL, Canadian Elite Basketball League, is doing it in St. Catharines. Which, incidentally, did you see, Dupes? They announced their television schedule this morning on CBC Sports. The CEBL did.
Seven games.
The Facebook votes are 74% say yes. And on Twitter, 63% say yes. I voted no for simply this reason, selfish reasons, as it pertains to me. I can't go to the games anyways, so who cares? But I get there just seems to be a lot of bragging rights and bravado. It is sports, by the way, that Winnipeg is really puffing their chests out, saying, come on down to Winnipeg, which I like. And you said you would vote yes, John.
Yep, sure would.
And what are the reasons for that? Why do you want Regina to be a hub city?
Oh, because it's Regina. Love Regina. Love of the city. There it is right there. You're proud of the city you're in. You want people across Canada, across the world to come and see it, to come and visit. You got lots to see when you're here, lots of things we can show you. We'll entertain you. We'll give you a good time here. And it'll be just talk, just sport talk all the time. It'll be a great time to meet a bunch of super sports fans.
Yep. Okay. I guess. You're understanding the fans aren't going to be allowed in the facility.
I know they're not. But they can come to town anyway. They'll want to be...
They want to mingle around the stadium. One of our viewers writes in, Zach Nelson in Calgary. He says, Global News now denies reports of the CFL going to Winnipeg. Guys, look. I'll educate you a little bit on how this works. The Canadian press wrote the story. All the news outlets are picking it up. It came from one source, the Canadian press. Don't come at me and say, Rod, CTV's denying it. Sportsnet's denying it. Global's denying it. It's one source. It's the Canadian press, okay? And my source is standing by his information that Winnipeg's been chosen as the hub city. I'm standing by that source. And David Naylor confirmed it this morning.
And David Naylor
is rarely wrong.
Fantastic source. He's a guy. He's a top-notch.
Norm Fong writes in, the great Norm, the Hall of Fame equipment manager of the Riders. He says, Rod, didn't the Canadian government just extend the border closure till August 31st? Well, for one, last I saw, it's still July 23rd, isn't it? The most recent that I've read, Norm. Secondly, this is a gray area. Look at the Blue Jays. They're supposed to be starting their training camp this weekend, tomorrow.
Yeah.
All those players are coming in from Dunedin. So I know it's a Liberal government. They feel everything needs to be fair. So if it's fair for the Blue Jays to come in, why can't CFL American players? Just saying.
I think.
What's the story with Brandon London, guys? Oh, okay, we're not... Okay, that's our first guest in hour two. Continue, Frenzy.
Yeah, well, I've reason to believe people are going to be back here on July 24th, a couple of weeks. People that are now in the States will be allowed to come back to Canada and be in Regina by July 24th. I'm not going to say who it is.
Right. So it was closed till July 23rd. That's the last I know. I haven't seen this August 31st thing.
No, it was closed till July 23rd. Yeah. Now it's going to be open. Now it's got to be open. Let's get serious. If you're going to have a football season, well, I think this is the whole thing for the CFL. If it's extended into August, the CFL is going to be, no way, we can't, because we can't get our players back. But if it's extended and cut back to July 23rd, a real good chance that the league will say, hey, we're going to have a league because we can make out 2 weeks for quarantine, 2 weeks get for back in town with the teams, and then starting the season, maybe if we're lucky, September, Labor Day. And who needs practice weeks?
Well, the coaches will say they do.
Well, yeah, I know.
Realistically, they don't.
How intensely? You're getting those with the salesman or with the veteran players, they laugh when you talk about practice, don't they?
Yeah. They hate it.
Well, I know they do. They think it's a joke.
They get paid to practice. They play games for free.
That's right.
Interesting, by the way, we do have a live studio audience, some friends of ours that are in there. Now, they've been watching the show for a long time, but you're really seeing how this is a coffee get-together, right? That's all it is. I feel like I'm at a coffee shop.
Yeah, sure you do.
Somewhat arguing here, trying to talk sense into everybody. For instance, our viewer Dave says the borders may be closed, but that wouldn't apply to essential workers. Last I checked, pro athletes are not deemed essential workers. Just want to put that out there. And secondly, if the Blue Jays are allowed an exemption to that, then I think you got to give it to Canadian Football League players. I really think that you do. So, misinformation. And I'll say it, another one. I was at coffee on Tuesday with my sponsor, Frenzy. We couldn't go into the bathrooms in the coffee shop because they were closed. Yet you go to the next coffee shop and they got one urinal closed and another one taped up with a garbage bag. And you go to the next coffee shop and it's wide open.
It's not.
See what I mean?
It's not funny.
There's no uniformity. No, we don't know what the hell's going on.
Not at all. That's very frustrating for ordinary guys going out for a coffee. Just try to find a shop to go have. Just try to find a place to go have a coffee. Drives you crazy. You know what you do? You wind up going back home.
Yeah, you don't. It's ruined. Yeah, you go sit in the backyard.
You say, doesn't that waitress look real good? And the guy says, that's your wife, for God's sake.
Well, and furthermore, Robert Kazikoff writes in, you're the race car guy, aren't you, Robert? He says, I'm hearing up to a year, according to the CBC. We need to stop putting so much stock into what we read. That would be the first thing. Again, we're just sitting here having a coffee discussion. And Dupes in the break, and he will rejoin us later on in the program, said, my report that the PFC was going to play a shortened season kicking off September 1st. That's the Prairie Football Conference, junior football.
Yeah.
My God, I was ripped from neck to navel.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that a week later, we're playing. Oh, really? What a shock.
Well, I'll
this
find out.
This is no different to me. This is no different. I reported this. CFL's denied it. Let's just wait and see. I'm still wondering if they're going to play at all. But I said to the, who is the guy from Kamloops? Is he the commissioner of the BC Conference? Something? No, he's the GM of the team in Kamloops. I said, I want an apology if you guys kick off in September. I never heard back from him. Blake Brown writes, he's a trucker. He says, what about NHL hub cities? And now we're going right down another road, and that is where do NHL players come in? They're not all in America. A lot of them are in their Canadian home cities right now. But Austin Matthews, as we know, is in Scottsdale.
Yeah. It's going to be awkward. So
he, by the way, is an American.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we're going to pause this discussion. And we're going to have to keep him through the break, by the way. But let's bring him in. Brandon London. And in a minute, I'm going to run through his Wikipedia. There he is. His Twitter says, Super Bowl champ, Grey Cup champ, now TV star. And Brandon, I got to say, you and I got a mutual connection in Luke Mullender, who just swears on the kind of dude that you are. How you doing, my man?
Matt, you missed one. You missed one. Super Bowl champ, Grey Cup champ, TV host, and one heck of a good guy.
That's what I heard. Okay, I left that up. Left that up to Luke to say. Hey, Brandon, where are you checking in from today?
I am in Hampton, Virginia right now. I'm on break from Daily Blast Live, so we're running all of our rap shows type things. And I came home to Hampton, Virginia to see family, you know, kind of get away from Colorado for a little bit, kind of reset my mind, my mentals. And, you know, being around family is one of the best things for me.
All right. Well, Brandon, I got a lot of things to get to with you. And it's a true pleasure because Luke is one of my closest friends, and he said such great things about you guys played together in Montreal. Knowing full well we only have 45 minutes, can you tell us your story? Because it's a good one.
All right, let me take a deep breath on that one, because you know it's a lot. I was born into a football background. My father, Mike London, head football coach at William & Mary right now, formerly of University of Virginia. I grew up on football sidelines, you know, and I had the opportunity to be in locker rooms. I had the opportunity to ball boy for Boston College when he was there. So I grew up knowing that football was what I wanted to do, and I was going to pursue that dream with everything that I had. And my father knew that, you know, my mother knew that. And I think, you know, I wasn't highly recruited out of high school. I went to two different high schools. I had to go to a prep school after that, Fork Union Military Academy. And that's when I signed and committed to the University of Massachusetts. I tried to transfer out of there. I wanted to go to a bigger school, but Don Brown came in, who's now the defensive coordinator at Michigan, and absolutely changed my life. He was like a father figure to me. He was like one of my really good friends in college, but he was our coach as well. And he kind of set me on that path. Not to say, you know, I already had it because of my father, you know, I already knew what I had to do to get there, but my father, Don Brown was really one of those coaches who kind of helped me realize that, hey, you have a skill, you have a work ethic, now you just have to apply it, you know, every day. So I found all the time, every time that I get to see him for the impact that he had.
Oh, man. You're going to... One second. You guys tell me, because he's driving and he just went into a bad cell range. I have that feeling, Frenzy.
Yeah.
And we were right into it. Are we going to continue with him or are we going to bring him on the phone? Okay. We're going to go to a break and we're going to come back, perhaps with Brandon London on the phone, as we were just spellbound by his discussion. So are we going back to him or are we going to a break? Okay, we'll take a break and be right back with Brandon London. We're just getting into the meat of the story. Super Bowl champ, Grey Cup champ, a giant Dolphin Steeler, and Alouette. More with Brandon London when we come back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms. Now back to the studio with Rob.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and apologies to you for breaking and to Brandon London for the pause, but we got him back now. Did you guys say we're going phone or video with Brandon London? Okay, video. They tell us that we're good. Okay, man. So you're in college. Tell us, take us from there into pros and into TV.
All right, so I was an undrafted free agent with the New York Giants. I was on the practice squad 2007, won the Super Bowl with the New York Giants. The next year I had a really solid preseason, and the Miami Dolphins came. I actually played, was on the active roster with the Miami Dolphins. I left the Dolphins, tried to make the team with the Steelers, got released, went up to Canada that year, 2010, won a Grey Cup up there with the Montreal Alouettes. So that was awesome to be able to do that. And, Mark Trestman was a coach, a mentor to me, and he's one of those guys who really taught me how to detail my work. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to play for a coach like Mark Trestman. So 2012, I got injured after having my best season up in Canada. And that's when I knew that I kind of wanted to do something. I wanted to start my life after football. So I went to him after getting surgery on my knee. I go to him and I tell him, you know, I can't go out to practice. I can't really do anything. I come in for rehab. Can I enroll in the Montreal School of Performing Arts? So I started taking theater classes while playing up in Canada. And during my off seasons, I would go out to LA and New York for the next couple of years, audition and take on-camera training. 2015, I got a call the day before I was supposed to go back up to Canada for training camp by a show called Hollywood Today Live, and they flew me in to LA, and I tried to test for the show for the network. They flew me back out to training camp, and after a week, I realized TV was what I wanted to do, and I retired right then. I retired on the spot and moved out to LA, got an agent. Audition here and there, and then that's when I got the Giants gig and I started Giants TV.
Right, and that, and of course the Daily Blast. I know that you've given Luke some tips because I call him Canada's The Rock. I think he really likes it. But what is it that you like about this entertainment gig? Hey? What was that about The Rock?
I said, I don't know if Luke is as good, but, you know, he can be Canada's Rock.
Well, that's why I say he's Canada's The Rock, because we're America light. Okay, now the screen's froze. Are we going to continue with the... No, now we got it. So, the 2010 Grey Cup, what are your recollections of that game, Brandon? As I recall, I think you had a significant role. Billy Parker should have won the MVP, as you know. He had a couple of interceptions in that game. But what are your recollections of that day in Edmonton against the Rough Riders?
I remember it being extremely cold. Jim Pop and those guys put me on IR to make sure that I was on the team for the following year. So I'm playing that game. I was on the sideline. Yes, Billy Parker had a heck of a game. But the biggest thing was, and I tell people, he had a heck of a practice week. He was all over the place during practice. So he had a great game that game. But I remember that was my first real taste of Canada, because the water on the side. Sidelines would froze up on the sidelines, and that was something I've never seen before in my life.
Well, it's wrong that these guys have to play in those temperatures to begin with, but whatever, I'm over it. Lynch, is it not too cold for these players?
Sure it is too cold. It's not right.
There's your ride,
really,
by the way.
It really bothers me.
It is not right, but let me just say you this. Miles London is your dad? Is it Miles? Mike London. Okay, well, Craig Smith wrote it and said Mile London, so it's a typo. Mark Trestman or Mike London, who had the bigger impact on your life? Who do you find yourself thinking about the most now in your mind when you're looking for guidance?
Obviously, Mike London, you know, my father. You know, I'm blessed, man, to have had that guy as my father, man. Like, and you don't realize it as a kid when he's teaching you these life lessons and he's challenging you as a kid. And I just always remember one life lesson. One thing I will always take with me, and when I have kids, I'm going to, you know, preach that to my kids. Is I remember one day I was, you know, walking around the house and I'm telling my dad, like, oh, I'm going to the NFL. I'm going to go to the NFL. And he always says, he's like, I'm like Missouri, the show me state. That's the slogan for the state of Missouri. And he's like, don't tell me, show me. And that kind of pushed me towards, it was like, you know what? I'm just going to work. I'm just going to go outside and work. I used to have my little brother hold like the boom box outside while I was running hills or doing footwork drills. I used to go in 5 a.m. with him to the facility and work out with some of his players, college players and all. And that's where I developed that mindset and that work ethic. When it came to Mark Trestman, Coach Trestman, you know, he's one of those, you know, he's one of those guys who's like, he's all about detailing your work. He's all about knowing the playbook and being able to not only be accountable to yourself, but to your teammates as well. So Coach Trestman really, really taught me how to look deeper into the sport than just the surface level. And, you know, I thank him for that for sure.
Well, those two great mentors, like you say, you are blessed. And you must be a big time deal if you got your own driver. Who's driving you around?
I'm sorry, we're going to the beach right now. We got our own like private beach out here in Hampton, Virginia that we're going to. And I didn't know when I signed on to do this, I didn't know this was going to be the time that we were going to be in the middle of the traffic. And here in Hampton, Virginia, it's like Verizon doesn't even work because it's the worst service out here. And maybe I shouldn't say that because I want a Verizon deal one day, but you know. Can you hear me now? Is not really working. Not the best slogan.
Yeah, right. Hey, where can people follow you, Brandon? Oh, I think we lost him. We lost him. Okay, well, bring him back. Brandon London, thank you for the time. Not sure if you can hear us or not. I'll answer the question. He's on Daily Blast Live and Giants TV, the New York Giants, and you can follow him on Twitter at Brandon London. You guys want to yell at DuPont? We'll get him in here. Your ride's here, Frenzy. What's the last word from you, Frenzy, before
it's been great. Very exciting. Very really enjoyed it.
That's
and
good.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens in Winnipeg.
Yes.
That's an amazing.
As soon as you hear, give me a call.
Okay, we'll do.
John Frenzy.
And by the way, I'm going for lunch with
A couple of guys might be able to know, eh?
Okay, you let me know. All right, Frenzy, the Frenzy walk-off. Here it is. Darren's on his... You can come back to me, guys. Sports update here, and we got S.J. Green coming up shortly. In the aftermath of reports that his city will join Edmonton as hubs for the NHL's resumption of play, Toronto Mayor John Tory said he was impressed with the league's plans on Thursday. Speaking at his daily COVID-19 press conference, Tory said the NHL's proposal works for Toronto. Multiple media outlets reported Wednesday that barring last-minute complications, Edmonton and Toronto have been chosen as hub cities for the NHL's resumption of play, which is expected to begin later this summer. The NHL has not made an official announcement yet on hub cities. The Melville Millionaires are pleased to announce the appointment of Daniel Wappel as goaltending coach. Wappel's been a goalie skills instructor for the past five seasons. He played 134 games over five seasons and backstopped the Regina Pats to an East Division pennant, completed his junior career with the Estevan Bruins of the SJHL. And the Toronto Blue Jays will train for the upcoming season at Rogers Centre, the team announced Thursday. The Blue Jays, the lone MLB team north of the Canada-U.S. border, had to ask for special permission from the Canadian government to use their Toronto stadium during the COVID-19 pandemic. Training camps are set to begin around the league today. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. It's Fish Friday, Darren DuPont. You know what that means. Fish and chips. The best I've ever had, and I will guarantee you the best that you've ever had. If they're not, I'll eat my shorts. Wendell Clark's. See you at Wendell's. It's Fish Friday, $13.99. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, you see they have a special promotion that they're running?
Yeah.
For July only. Listen up, folks. Here it is. Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars. For just $20 Canadian, you'll get the variety of pack of all seven flavors. Did you read the email from Ben? Did you read it? You did. Of all the emails you get.
I know. That's right. Exciting.
It is. Fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. No preservatives, no refined sugar. $20, that's it. For the full box that you've seen that we have here on the show, we've busted it out from time to time. Go to g2gbars.ca and order yours. No promo code needed. This is a special one-time low price. Order them now. Get them shipped direct to home, g2gbars.ca. As a matter of fact, I hope Ben doesn't mind me saying, he feels that after 3 to 4 bars, you're officially addicted.
I would say that's fair.
And it's the best that you'll ever have.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, after every show.
What a day. My batteries are dying, by the way. I want to tell Jordan, the fastest pit crew in the business here, my earplug's dying and the batteries are dying in this box.
So. I love that. Coming up, we're coming into the pits.
I know.
Radioing
for
the crew.
For all who needs to know, my headphones are dying. What's the scoop on SJ Green, guys? Okay, they're just connecting with SJ Green, so I'm excited for that. It's like Hall of Famer Friday.
Yeah.
Cool dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Lance Fraser, Brandon London, dudes won a Super Bowl and a Grey Cup. Look at this for SJ Green. Do I need to tell you? 3-time Grey Cup champion, 2-time CFL All-Star, 8-time CFL East Division All-Star. Whew. With the Alouettes from 07 to 09, the New York Jets from 20 to 10, the Alouettes 2010 to 2016, the Argos 2017 to 19, the Seattle Dragons of the XFL 2020, and Tampa Bay Vipers. 2-time All-Star, 8-time Divisional All-Star. Are you telling me to break now? All right. What a day. We'll be right back with SJ Green. It's the RP Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody, and thank you. Hey, my headphones are working perfectly. Fastest pit crew in the business.
They're quick.
Yep, back on the track. We're awaiting SJ Green. The boys tell me that he immediately said yes, so... I don't know. It's not a connection issue. Hopefully he hasn't got screwed up with the time or something like that. But I can sit here and talk about those other guys all day. Lance Frazier's stories. You feel like you needed to dedicate an hour to Lance Frazier. Did you watch that interview? I know
didn't.
You were in the back. You were working probably on the other things that are going on around here today.
Yes.
I guess we weren't live in the morning on Game Plus TV, but they will be replaying the show later on today. Two or three times. Here's the cool thing about what goes on around here. I do what I do, sit in this chair and yap, and then I go home. You do the deals with the network, and these guys do the tech side.
Yeah.
Right? So I'll leave that all to you. You're okay with that.
Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we love to do.
We did have some very interesting messages from viewers all across the country yesterday. Actually, all across the continent. We are in over a million homes across Canada and in America on Cablevision. From Leonard, writing us on the Prairie Mobile text line. This is clearly the theme of the day, the Hub City news that I'm not backing down from, by the way, that Winnipeg's been chosen as the CFL Hub City. Leonard writes in and he says, why can't Winnipeg and Saskatchewan be Hub Cities? This coming on the Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777. SaskTel is your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. Because 10 days ago, TSN reported that the CFL wants one city. One. Probably makes it easier, I would think. Less variables.
Yeah.
And I didn't even start thinking about it till the last couple of days, how much the fans would want their cities to be quarantine cities. There are those that are very much against it, too. They're like, keep it out. Yeah. I don't think they know what they're talking about. Because we're talking about people that don't have the virus. That's the only way you can play is if you come into the city. If you test it, you're out.
Yeah. Do you think it's even just a little bit of the concept of, like, just knowing they're in your city? Or, like, you know, the zoo animals you walk by. There they are.
Right.
Mike Riley walking past in the stadium. And
all
you watch
that.
From the fence, right, outside the stadium gates. Oh, there's Bo Levi.
Oh, man. My boy Dave Duncan Haney writes in. He says, loving the show today, Roddy. Yay, Football Friday from the Dunkster. He's one of the guys that you see at Grey Cup walking around Grey Cup Fun Police, and they write out tickets and give you citations for, you know, being too hot, being too drunk, being too whatever.
Yep.
That's one of them. Well, thank you. It's been a little stressful on this side of the desk and in that room, too, I'm sure. But we're getting through it. Connection issues, all the rest. Guys missing their times. It happens. So somebody has anonymously texted me and said, this may have accounted for some of the confusion on the border closure. It's from kpmg.ca, that noted news source. KPMG. Aren't they an accounting company?
Yeah, or a law firm.
Here it is. Multinational entities and individuals can continue to rely on CRA relief for cross-border tax issues caused by travel restrictions until August 31st. The CRA has extended the application of its recent guidance, which generally provides that prolonged stays in Canada that solely result from travel restrictions due to COVID-19 will not necessarily affect the tax residency or permanent establishment of a non-resident entity. Maybe. Maybe that's why there was some confusion. I don't know. I don't even know where you get your information, where you should be getting your information from at this time. But actually, S.J. Green would be a fantastic guy to talk about all of these things. We're going to bring him in on video chat now. A surefire Hall of Famer, three-time Grey Cup champion, S.J. Green with us. S.J., how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Rob?
Good. Where are you at?
I'm in Wesley Chapel, Florida, which is just north of Tampa.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. I'm sure it is hot, hot, hot. Can you, before we get into story time and all the rest, S.J., what are you, if you're going to come to Canada to play in the CFL this year, let's say it happens, what do you got to go through to get it done? Have you investigated that?
I really haven't. I haven't put much effort into trying to figure it out because I know that there's so much going on right now. So I wouldn't even begin to know what to say in regards to how to take that approach to get up there, what it would take to get up there at this point. It's a lot going on, though.
Well, I know you're a sharp guy. You're looking at this going, we're going to hear from the Players Association. They'll tell us. Let's hope they're a season. You're basically like everybody else I've talked to. You're just waiting for word. Other than that, going about your life. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much so. I mean, you know, I'm at a point now where, you know, you kind of have to think about life away from the game because, you know, there's a potential that there won't be a season. So, you know, we have to prepare and plan for that possibility. So, you know, you have to kind of dive into the real world.
So we got a lot of questions from viewers for you, SJ. Here's mine. I believe you are the recipient of the greatest catch in CFL history, and you know the one I'm talking about, Canada Day 2011 at Taylor Field. They just replayed it the other night on TSN, the game again. It was a hell of a game. What do you remember about that play?
You know, to be honest with you, I remember we ran the same play two plays in a row because the play was a touchdown. I ran a fade against Donovan Alexander in Saskatchewan, and I caught the touchdown. And we looked to the sideline, and Tressman was like, run it again. And we lined up, and AC threw the fade again. I just remember the most is Donovan tried to play me different. And I ended up spinning off of him because just the release guy. And just making a plan and you know.
And we have lost connection of S.J. Green. It has been a day.
Holy smokes.
Clark, let me know if we're going to phone or if we are going for video again for S.J. Green. What I loved is how he just beamed immediately when I asked him about it.
Yeah.
I mean, am I crazy in saying that's the greatest catch in CFL history? I haven't seen a better one.
It's the greatest catch, and it was on a two-point conversion. I think it wasn't even for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it was exciting. And they needed that, too, to extend the game. But, yeah, diving out the one hand, keeping his toes in the back of the end zone, that's an amazing catch that'll stand the test of time for sure.
The only other one for me, and you understand what I might be the president of the Daron Carter fan club.
Oh.
The backhanded step.
Against
the Argos, but the only thing was Daron knocked it down into his lap, which was incredible enough. But if he just pulled a Spider-Man one-handed, that might be the best pro football. Because Odell Beckham was at least facing the quarterback, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Daron had his back to the quarterback.
He had his back and turned back and stabbed it. Yeah, that catch by SJ, and considering what it meant and the magnitude of everything, and, you know, it's in overtime, right? Yeah, I haven't seen one better.
John Ohm checking in from Winnipeg. He says, full moon, RPS, RP show, wowzers. The sucky thing, as the kids say, is that it was right in the middle of the best answer.
Oh, I know.
On that catch.
Oh, I know.
Okay, we're good for SJ, says. Okay, SJ, so let's say it again. You kind of had Donovan Alexander's number that day, so I appreciate it. So let's start it again. What you do remember, you said it was the second time you ran that play. Pick it up from there if you don't mind.
Yeah, we ran that play two plays in a row. Again, I caught the touchdown on the play, on the first play, and then we turn around and we run the same play again. We look to the sideline and Tressman's like, run it again. So we called the exact same play. What I remember most is Donovan lining up different than he lined up the second time. So I caught myself trying to, you know, switch up my release and maybe slip an inside release and then react to the fade at that point. But I ended up spinning off of him and, you know, locating the ball in the back of the end zone and making a play and, you know, helping my team try to, you know, continue to fight for a win. But that was the play that I'll remember forever, and a game that was I'll remember forever too, because that was one heck of a game.
Okay, well, so I'm glad you saw it the same way. And I'm sure it doesn't come up every day around the Tampa area, but it comes almost every day here. And let me ask you this. Has anybody mentioned to you any other catch that might be better in CFL history? Because I can't think of any.
I mean, you know, there was a lot of history before I got there. So, you know, and I'm sure there's some catches that I haven't seen that would probably qualify for some of the top catches in CFL history as well. But, you know, I would definitely rank it amongst the some of the best.
For sure. Hey, by the way, we got Craig Campbell. He's watching from the Hockey Hall of Fame in downtown Toronto. He was probably not actually there, but that's where he works. He says, Champion's catch was superb. That came in the 1989 Grey Cup, SJ, long before you were around, falling back in the end zone at a sold-out Skydome. I got you, Craig. I see you. That one was very good. I still like SJ's better. And that was against my team. What's that?
See, I'm unaware. I would like to see that.
Okay, we can get it to you. We can absolutely get it to you.
Yeah.
Now, SJ, questions from the viewers now, from a few. One is a European global player. He wants to know what your experience was in the XFL. We actually got quite a few questions that are XFL-related for you. What was your experience like?
It was different. It was different. You know, I came into a situation where a team was pretty much already put together. They had gone through, you know, OTAs together. They had gone through training camp together. And they had began to start their season when I joined the team. So it was a different experience for me because I've never been in a situation where I joined a team after everything has gotten started. So it was interesting to be a part of. It was fun. It was more of a, you know, a leadership role for me as opposed to, you know, like, actually getting to play because the season was shortened, so I didn't really get to fulfill my role on the field like I would like to have done. But it was fun. It was different, and I was able to meet some new players and, you know, be a part of their journey to success in some capacities as well.
So from another viewer had a really good question. Why were you not used more in Tampa? You know, we were following it closely, right? And like, I know they switched the offensive coordinators during the season. Why didn't you have a bigger role, the fans want to know?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to speak on. You know, like I said, I came into a situation where everything was kind of established. You know, we weren't winning as a team, but, you know, there were guys there that were making plays and doing their jobs well. With that being said, I can't speak on why I wasn't used more or whatnot, but there was only two games that I was able to be a part of. So, you know, I was working my way into it. And, you know, as the season progressed, I was hoping to, you know, become more a part of the offense, but everything got cut short.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, I assume you're a huge Mark Trestman disciple because you guys accomplished so much together. But I also know the Vipers were strong. And I'm a huge Mark fan, too, believe me. But you switched offensive coordinators to Jamie Elizondo, and all of a sudden, boom, fireworks start going off. Was that a coincidence or what changed?
I would have to have been in the coaching room to know what fully transpired, you know, from a player's perspective. You know, one game we see Trestman calling the game, and the next game, you know, we see Jamie calling the game. So, you know, we didn't even know from a player's perspective that was going to happen in the game. You know, it was, and, you know, I guess, you know, a tribute to, you know, Jamie coming in and, you know, implementing his values and his thought process on how things, you know, should be ran, and it worked.
So we got some Argos fans writing in, and obviously not if you're going into the Hall of Fame, when you go into the Hall of Fame. It reminds me of Cooperstown. I always like to ask the guys, what hat are you wearing? Like the baseball guys, an Argo hat, an Alouette hat. So, some viewer wants to know if you could compare winning the Grey Cup in Montreal versus winning the Grey Cup in Toronto, like with the Argos versus the Alouettes. That would be like comparing your kids, I would think. But what was it like?
Like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. You know, my first Grey Cup in Montreal, I won't compare them. I'll just give you how I view them, and you guys can compare on your own. My first Grey Cup in Montreal, I only played in 9 games in 2009. So I only played in half of the games that year, and I played in the Grey Cup as a special team participant for pretty much all the game. So I didn't have any offensive snaps in that Grey Cup. So that Grey Cup was you know, team fulfilled, and it was great to be a part of. But me personally, I didn't feel like I had that much of an influence on the game itself. 2010 Grey Cup was much different for me. You know, I was much more involved in the offense throughout that year. That was kind of my breakout season in the CFL. And, you know, Jay Rich and myself, you know, we had, you know, similar stats in that Grey Cup game. And, you know, he ended up getting the MVP. And, you know, to me, that was a game that, you know, I felt like I'm here now. Guys know who I am. And it felt good to help my team win one of the biggest games, you know, on the football platform. Now, going to 2017, you know, here I go 7 years removed from my last championship or even being in a championship game. And it's a different role for me. I'm coming off an injury. You know, I've been doubted. I've been counted out. You know, nobody believes that I don't say nobody, but a lot of the people don't believe that I can come back and be the SJ Green that they've known to become to know. And that was such a motivated year for me personally. And the 2017 season also allowed me to be in a role of like more of a mentor leadership role to the younger receivers on my team, you know, such as Devere Posey, you know, Armani Edwards. I'm not taking credit for their success, but, you know, just the bond that we created and, you know, how I feel like, you know, we bonded and we helped each other grow that year was just special. And I was 32 at that time, and I just feel like I was a lot more mature after the 2017 Grey Cup, and going through that process just felt different for me that time. But, you know, all three of them are special. But, you know, between 2010 and 2017, it's kind of hard to decide.
Oh, I get it.
More.
Yeah, but at least you have the ability to talk about it. That part's cool. And I just think what happened, because I'm such huge fans of Pop and Trustman, just to watch it and them saying, hey, we got to bring in our guys. Let's bring in SJ. Let's bring in Bear. Let's get the gang all together for one last shot at it here. I mean, that's a hell of a story, SJ. And as far as I'm concerned, if those guys could do a turnaround in 9 months, anybody should be able to. What was their secret?
I mean, I don't know, you know. It was just, I think, the aura around the team. You know, you have to look at, you know, when Jim Pop got hired, you know, Trestman came on board. When they came on board, you know, they were adding pieces. You know, everybody was put into a position where they were almost counted out. You know, Jim Pop was let go from Montreal. Trestman was let go from Baltimore. I was released from Montreal. Bear was released from Montreal. Marcus Ball was released from, you know, the NFL. Cassius Vaughn was released from, I believe, Hamilton the year before. So, you know, Devere Posey was released. Coming into the CFL from the year before, coming off of, you know, just being out of the NFL. So Armani Edwards, the same thing. It was like everybody had that it was just the perfect time and the perfect storm, and it all just came together. It was just a hungry team, and we just put it all together, and we came together, and we did something special.
Well, another that 2017 Argos team is historical, because when Armani Edwards left here, and I'm in Saskatchewan, I had medical people saying, he's done, his knees are done. And then he's lighting it up, and I'm like, he doesn't look like he's done. So I don't even know who to listen to anymore. So you know what? It sounds to me like you guys all had a chip on your shoulder, now that I think about it. You guys went in there, you all had something to prove. Would that have been a common theme?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't let me leave out Ricky Ray. You know, he was coming with something to prove too, because – you know, he was coming off a year where everybody thought he was done. Nobody thought he could come back from his injury. So, you know, it was just a special year for everybody. And like you say, everybody had a chip on the shoulder, and we put it in display.
The Expendables. Now, here's an unfair question. You tell me to jump in the lake if you want. Ricky Ray or AC in their prime, one game to win. Who are you picking?
You're trying to get me in trouble with both of my guys.
Yes, man. I am. Yes, I am. You got me.
Hey, you know what? I got to take your advice and tell you to jump in the lake, man.
Hey, I couldn't get him. I couldn't get him today. Hey, it's too hard. It's too hard. I understand that. I understand that. SJ, what is your contract situation for 2020?
I'm a free agent. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm waiting for this Corona thing to get over. I think just kind of the other teams are as well. And, you know, when that time comes, we'll see. We'll see where I'm at mentally, and we'll see where, you know, where the teams are that I'm interested in are. And, you know, we'll just go from there. You know, I don't feel hard pressed to, you know, try to come back. You know, if a team is interested in my services, then, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But, you know, if not, then I'm perfectly content with sitting here with my family and being a dad and a husband and doing all the things that I never really got to do.
Are you content with it ending this way, however? I mean, how much years of ball left in you, do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, in my mind, in a perfect world, this is going to be my last season, you know, theoretically. And, you know, with the COVID-19 thing coming into the equation, it kind of puts everything into perspective again, because, you know, there might not even be a season this year. So it kind of puts a jump start on what would have been taking place in December anyway, you know? So not to say that I wouldn't have came back for my 15th year, depending on how I felt, but in my mind, this is going to be my last season. I'm not content with just my inner self is not content with this being the end. But if it is, I'm proud of what I left on the field.
Yeah, you got a Hall of Fame career. There's no doubt. Let me ask you this. This is like you're on the other side of this wall for clearness. What did you do from the start of the interview when we broke and came back? What did you do? Just so we know for our guests in the future.
Actually, I just came up to my man cave in the room and just sat down. Upstairs in the house.
You didn't take it off Wi-Fi. Yeah. You didn't switch from your laptop to your phone. You didn't do anything. You just went to another room.
Yeah, I went to a room closer to the router.
Ah, there you go. Okay, gotcha. Amazing.
Secret.
Well, SJ, this has been outstanding. I've been waiting a long time to do an interview with you, and you've knocked it out of the park. I appreciate it. I want to say all the best. Thanks for the time, and I can't wait to see you on the field soon.
Man, thank you guys very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys, and man, I look forward to getting back in that good country of Canada and playing some ball again too, man.
Can't wait to have you, man. Thanks, SJ. Miss you too.
Care.
SJ Green from just outside Tampa Bay joining us today, and what a fantastic way to end it, if we have to end it.
Yeah.
He just went to another room. Where's that in the engineering manual?
I know.
as a laughter breaks out from the other. Well, it's just stressful on everybody. when you're on live television now and they're breaking up like that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're these Hall of Fame guests and you're hanging on their every word.
I know.
It's going to be sorry, go ahead.
No, but that's, they want it to look good too. They're Hall of Famers, right? They don't just show up just to play. They prepare and they want to look good. They want to perform well. It's the same thing now with the interviews. It's not like their mindset changes. It just shifts. So, but he figured it out. They're not tech guys though.
No. I can see Clark now telling everybody, can you move closer to the router? Can you sit right beside the router?
Yeah, but can you imagine these football guys? What's the router?
Well, SJ knew. He's not a dumb guy.
He is not.
And actually, he's another guy. You understand, you know, Luke played with all these guys in Montreal, and he always said, SJ's a super dude. Brandon London's a super dude. So we're getting them on the air, and they're crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a sad day for the CFL when SJ Green does hang it up. He's a guy that I think he's the kind of guy you buy tickets to go watch.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy, he's playing on Friday Night Football, I'm watching, even if he's not on your team.
Even now, you know, he says he's towards the end of his career, maybe his last year or last couple of seasons, 14, 15 years. Even now, just the name SJ Green, you get you're on the edge of your seat because
right.
You know what he's capable of. Might not happen every play anymore, might not happen all the time, but you know that he's capable of great things.
And you damn well better cover him.
You better.
Or account for him.
Yes.
Greg Gilbertson watching. He says, great interview. Thank you, Greg. What a super guy. He makes you want to cheer for these guys,
oh, yeah.
Doesn't it? from the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. SaskTel, your authorized, or Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. Ian writes in, hi, Rod. Ian from Yorkton in the sprayer today. Have you tried Gable's fish and chips? To be honest, I need to try the fish and chips at Wendell's. Where's Gable's fish and chips? Anybody? Anybody? Just off 8th. Just off 8th in Saskatoon?
Gable's. That's Gibson's. Gibson's in Saskatoon is good.
Come on, guys.
But it's the heavy, the battered.
I've had fish and chips everywhere. They're none better than Wendell Clark's. Do I need to say it again? They crush salt and vinegar chips. Like, bang up the bag with a hammer. Roll the haddock in the salt and vinegar chips and deep fry it.
But even if we're talking about another place, why are we talking about Saskatchewan as being the home for the best fish and chips? But it is.
But it is.
But it is.
Can't figure it out. Why did Fred Stamps play for the Eskimos? I don't know. Metal Shingle Guy writes in and says, does SJ have any thoughts on Quentin Flowers? Looks like he'd be a good fit in Canada. We'll have to ask SJ next time. I think we're done on that. Nelson Hakowich. Oh, we just got to talk Sim for a second. Thank you, Nelson, for reminding me. He's our VP of Sim events. Last night, Nelson was sitting 5 feet from me right here. Mm-hmm. We called that game. He says, CFL Sim News, Nick Arbuckle will get the start on Saturday against the Alouettes. Ottawa goes into Montreal looking for their first win of the season. Meanwhile, Carlos Henderson of Saskatchewan slipped disc in his lower back, 4 to 6 weeks, added to the six-game injured list. You had to be watching our simulated football game last night, the computer-generated game. Carlos Henderson, Riders, number 80?
Yep.
Gets hurt. But he starts like going into a spasm on the sideline, but it was like a dance. They're like, he's hurt. Yeah, I don't even know what you're saying.
He's doing the shuffle.
People are really not quite grasping what's going on. They think that we know what's coming in the games. We have no idea what's coming in the games. There was a play in the game where Cody Fajardo dropped the pass and he went to throw and the ball slipped out of his hand sideways in the game.
Yeah.
We had to go back and we had to watch the replay in super slow-mo. There was another play. Was it in the fourth quarter? Where Fajardo had a wide open target downfield, throws, he's in the shadow of his goalpost, and unfortunately, he hit the goalpost.
Happens.
Again. Of course, Clark, that sadist, tagged Cody Fajardo in the highlight clip of it. Like he wants to see it. Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, hey, at Cody Fajardo, you might not want to watch this. Okay, from our folks, Steve Bayaki, another great show, guys. You knocked it out of the park. We did it as a team. That part feels good. Craig Campbell in Toronto, thanks very much for another entertaining 2 hours. Well, there it is. Greg Gilbertson, is there an injury report yet from last night? That was a dangerous seizure. That's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Six games.
I like how
it was his back.
I like how Nelson says that Nakasanyaka is now on the one-game injured list. So you mean Cam Judge is going to get to start at outside linebacker?
Say this again, Clark. I didn't hear you. Oh, yes. Do you have one? Okay, we got it. Business of the week for Direct West and their MySask 411 app. We're doing Ballers Rec Room. And we've got guests for live studio audience, and I have some Ballers gift certificates. Haven't had to use them for 3.5 months.
No.
Ballers Rec Room. What would we say about Ballers? It's like Rutgers with great food. It's
for adults.
For adults. Well, you can take kids in there till 8.
For sure.
Batting cages. The only batting cages in southern Saskatchewan. And the best sports pub food around. Ballers Rec Room, home of our original 16 indoor slow pitch league. Big screen TVs, home of our Super Bowl party.
Yep.
Ballers Rec Room. They've been waiting 100 plus days to open. They are now open, right in the heart of Regina on the Dewdney Strip. Ballers Rec Room. And as a matter of fact, it's right on my phone. Favorites, the app. MySas 411. It's a fast week now that I think about it. Because
mm-hmm.
We did all of Saskatoon restaurants last week. It says, welcome MySask Welcome, my Sask residents. Here it is. Four, where can we help? How about golf courses? Golf course comes up first thing. Dakota Dunes, Deer Valley Golf and Pro Shop. Oh, Deer Valley's on there.
Perfect.
I tell you what, go to Ballers, then go golfing. It'll make for a great weekend. Ballers Rec Room, part of the MySAS 411 profiled business of the week. We're done. Nelson says that adult Chuck E. Cheese. There you go. No kids running around driving you nuts. Adult Chuck E. Cheese, Ballers Rec Room.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Vote on our poll for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, John Frenzy, Lance Frazier, Brandon London, and SJ Green. And we'll see you Monday right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.